Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 19th of September, 2009, and the time's 10 past 3 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, your age, and where you come from?
Yep, I'm Lauren McLaughlin. I'm 24, and I'm from Edinburgh, and up in Bonnie, Scotland.
Okay, and when was it you found out about the One Another Project?
I heard about it in the media few months ago, and I kind of looked it up online, and I didn't actually realise, you know, how that you could sign up. So I was just interested and wanted to see what people were doing, and then I saw the thing saying sign up. So I thought, oh well, I just, you know, it could happen. Didn't really think it would, but I thought, oh, well, I'll sign up anyway, and got the email through that I actually got the place. So I was quite surprised.
Yeah, how did you feel when you received the email?
I don't usually win anything. I'm not a very lucky person, and I was kind of like, couldn't believe it, and then I wanted to tell it somebody. There was nobody there. I want a place. So I had to phone up a few people, but yeah, it was really exciting. So I can't believe it's finally here.
So what have you got planned for the duration of the hour?
Well, I'm an art student in Edinburgh, so I've been sort of working on a project for the past 2 weeks. And the brief was inside, outside, and I thought, well, okay, I'll kind of work that in and do my final piece on the plinth. Get brownie points as well for doing that. So basically I've made some sculptures, like plaster casts of body parts and things, and covered them with artwork, and I'm going to smash them up. So yeah, it's basically like, I'm quite interested in the whole idea of like vulnerability, and being an artist, kind of having to express yourself in a public place, and what more public place than Trafalgar Square. So I thought, right, okay, so yeah, kind of looking at those kind of themes, hopefully it'll go okay.
So can you tell us a bit more about then your studies?
Yeah, I'm at Telford College. I'm doing an HND contemporary art practice in second year just now, and hopefully thinking of applying to art colleges and getting straight into second year. So I was actually thinking of coming down to London next year to study, but still deciding that. But yeah, it's going really well. I'm enjoying it.
And what would you say your specific interests are at the moment?
That's a hard question. I think loads of different things interest me. I'm quite interested about like psychology, because I studied psychology when I was younger as well, and quite like the link between psychology and philosophy and art, and sort of exploring all these different themes through art.
And how about the artistic concept of the One Another Project? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's really interesting. It's, you know, kind of an overview of Britain, I suppose. It's kind of like, you know, if you think about what these plinths are for, it's like celebrating heroes or whatever, and it's kind of like celebrating normal people. Yeah, I think it's a really interesting project.
Who would you say you're going on the plinth for?
Myself, because I'm selfish, no. No, I think, I think it is kind of for myself, because I'm not very, I'm not really an exhibitionist type of person. I'm quite, kind of like to keep myself to myself, so it's quite a challenge to be up on a plinth with millions of people watching me, but yeah, just going to enjoy the experience.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
I'm a thinker, quite quiet, and I like to suss things out and think things, and I think the way that I get that out in my artwork, so quite adventurous, I suppose, in a way as well. Got a lot of ambitions.
Tell us a bit about those ambitions.
I'd like to be an art therapist. That's been my goal for quite a while, so I'm studying art, so that's, you know, one of the steps, so hopefully I'll get there, like do my postgraduate, and then hopefully be an art therapist by the time I'm 30. But yeah.
And what's the kind of significance and importance of doing that? How did you come,
I kind of, I've always been interested in art, and kind of the well, I always, I knew I kind of wanted to do something in a kind of helping people role, and was quite interested about how art can help people. You know, if they can't, kind of through counselling and stuff, if there's things people can't talk about, then there's a really amazing way of it. Like, I think everyone's an artist, even though they're not. And yeah.
So what plans, hopes, aspirations do you have for the future?
I'd like to be successful in my career, I suppose, and yeah, have more children and do it all. But yeah, I'd like to travel. Don't know, the world's my oyster, I suppose.
And what would you say the most important thing is to you at the moment in your life?
Probably, well, my son, I suppose, and sort of the balance between being a mum and trying to be an artist. It's quite important. Yeah.
And how about family life then? Tell us about your son.
Yeah, he's 4, he's at nursery, and yeah, he's just a mini version of his dad. And yeah, he's quite creative as well. I like to get him into drawing and singing and everything, and it's great fun.
And how are you feeling? What's the emotional journey been from finding out you'd be allocated a slot, going through the preparation to actually being here?
It's been quite stressful, actually, because when you first find out you got the slot, it's like, well, what am I going to do? You can do it. When you're told you can do anything, it's almost more difficult, because it's like there's no real boundaries. And it took me a long time to decide what I was actually going to do. And I thought, oh no, it has to be really good. And then I've told all my college that I'm doing it. So, oh no, that's going to get graded. But now I'm finally here. It's kind of a mix of nerves and excitement, and just want to get up there and do it.
And what reaction, what impact would you like from your piece?
I'd like to be memorable. I mean, I think some people might just go like, what the heck is she doing? But hopefully it'll get people thinking, actually be interested and maybe want to find out more, or yeah, just get people thinking, really. I don't mind if they like it or hate it, as long as it makes them think and it's a bit memorable.
And can you expand a little bit on that then, about that, maybe the kind of the artistic concept of people thinking about what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think any art is successful if it makes them think about something. And like, I've been thinking, the whole idea of like what you put into a piece of art, you might want people to think it's about this, but they might get something completely different from it. But I think as long as they get something from it, then that's a good thing. It's kind of open to interpretation.
So what would you like people to get out of?
Well, I hope that my whole concept of kind of, it was quite an emotional thing about having your emotions open and being vulnerable, and how people deal with that, really. That's my concept. I don't know people, but hopefully.
And how about plans for future projects and then future ideas?
I've got another, yeah, I need to start thinking about my next project once this is over, but been looking at my boyfriend's been slagging me off because I was reading a book about feminism, and he's going, oh, you're gonna make some crazy art, get the rolling pins out and stuff. But yeah, I think that's gonna be my next project, some sort of link between career and family life and how feminism's changed and stuff. But we'll see how that one goes.
Okay, so any closing thoughts on and comments on being part of the One Another project and being part of the
Thank you very much to Anthony Gormley, basically. I think it's been a great opportunity to have. It's kind of once in a lifetime thing, being part of a living artwork. I mean, it's not often you can say that. And yeah, I'm just really happy to be here and to be picked. Or, yeah, chosen, whatever. But yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.